Thank you, everyone. Okay, we're back. And Madam Treasurer, if you could resume with the gentle people. Thank you.
Okay,
with the next budget on the agenda, which is the WBAI budget. And let us see how we can do with that one as well. Thank you. Please go ahead and present.
All right. I will do that. And I think I'm going to start here with the trajectory and then get to the numbers. This is our second non-LSB approved budget. The reasons for that, originally WBAI asked for an extension till the date of August 23rd, as KPFA did. We hoped that their LSB would meet in the month of August and approve a budget. They did not meet in the month of August. We were then asked for a second extension until September 15th, as there was a scheduled LSB meeting on September 14th. And as you'll note, September 15th is not so long before this meeting, but we went ahead and gave them the extension in the hope that we could get an LSB-approved budget. The regular September meeting of the WBAI LSB did not occur. There was a last-minute attempt to have the meeting. That attempt did not make quorum after some rancorous discussion about notice and so on. So the reality is that between the period August 1st and September 15th, there was no meeting of the WBAI LSB at which they could have approved a budget, so they did not do so. The budget that was submitted by the WBAI LSB treasurer had been reviewed and approved by the National Finance Committee. By the local finance committee of the WBAI LSB. That is where it originated, and that is the entity that reviewed it locally. Okay, so I hope that's clear. On the session on the 15th, we did have the GM, Bertold Reimers, present for most of the discussion. In terms of the numbers, the revenue figure for WBAI is 3.495. million. I want to say that that number has been gradually creeping up the past couple of years. It is now approximately within about $100,000 of our two large California stations. So our three largest signal areas are all at about $3.5 to $3.6 million, and it's nice to see WBAI back in that category again. Total expenses before shared services came in at $3,201,000. What I will highlight there is the administrative expenses category, line 25. If you have looked at the other station budgets as we've gone through them, you will note that that category for each and every station has never been larger than around $400,000 and is often in the $200,000 and $300,000. Amount, so I would highlight that line 25 for WBAI because of the remarkable capital expenses we've heard so much about is $1,118,000. That is at least twice any other operating unit that we have. So the operating surplus before capital is $293,000. Based on that, the National Finance Committee, after putting in 19.5% central services, had an extremely large multi-hundred-thousand-dollar deficit, and that is, again, what the WBAI Local Finance Committee handed us. They handed us a budget that was about $200-some-thousand-dollars negative. We went back and forth quite a bit about what to do. I would add that WBAI also anticipated, in addition to their moving challenges, about $51,000 in capital expenditures that they expected that they would have to make. And that includes telephone system payment, some computers, some transmitter repairs, and some leasehold improvements, most of which, as the GM explained to us, were pretty much mandatory. So in undergoing our review, we looked a bit at previous WBAI budgets. We had some conversations with our CFO regarding the status of WBAI's shared services payments in previous years. Many of the board is reasonably familiar with the fact that those central services payments have not been made consistently and promptly. And there is a rather large amount that is still due. And therefore, we came to the conclusion that in the interests of accurate budgeting and accurate planning, that probably the only realistic assessment that could be made is that WBAI, while responsible for paying 19.5% central services, as are all stations, was probably not going to make those payments on time.
Folks, if we could limit side conversations during the presentation of the budget, please. That's all right. Thank you.
And that if we planned as a 501c3 that all of those exchanges would happen as we have planned for a number of years, we would be basically putting ourselves in a hole and approving a budget that was not fundamentally sound on a consolidated basis for the whole network. So we had a difficult conversation about what amount we felt was reasonable and possible for WBAI to pay promptly so the network can function. And you will see the number, you will see the numbers in line 31 and 32. The Central Services National Office portion is set at $161,000. The Pacifica Radio Archives percentage is at 100%, 67,123. That is a total central services payment of $228,000 with a post-capital surplus of $65,000. Capital expenditures projected at $51,000 for a surplus of $13,222. I will need to pull this out of my bag, but we also asked the general manager at WBAI for not exactly a contingency plan, but a letter stating that WBAI recognized and understood that its shared services obligations existed, that they continued to exist, that they needed to be paid as soon as humanly possible, and that any positive results that surpass those present in this planning document would be addressed by the, you know, prompt return to the shared services agreement. So that is what the NFC recommended for the WBAI budget, given what we were given. In terms of the other particular changes, there were a couple of little trims on some development expenses regarding caging and a couple of other items. We moved a couple of things around in some categories. There were some printing and postage expenses that didn't seem to be categorized in quite the right place, but those were all pretty minor and didn't have a significant impact on the bottom line. I'm going to pull out a copy of the WBAI GM's letter, which is being submitted with this budget in support of it. And I guess that's about it. I would say that the National Finance Committee certainly would be compliant with this budget. It's similar to what they passed. They did not send in a recommendation for how to resolve the minus $250,000 figure. And the WBAI GM expressed support for what the NFC is recommending. This does, in fact, if you approve it, have an impact on the national office budget and the consolidated budget. If you do not approve it, then the issue of the $250,000 deficit will need to be addressed. And I think I'll stop there.
And thanks. Thank you, Ms. Rosenberg.
Yeah, and the ranking member is Alex Steinberg, so I guess if he has anything to add.
Oh, please, of course, Alex.
And I'll pull the contingency line.
Okay, just...
versus the minority whip, right? No, what she means is he is the other NFC member on the board.
The treasurer is not...
Treasurers aren't on the PNB, so the NFC members. Those are the people that have addressed each budget in turn. Thank you. Go ahead.
Just a few items to give you a little historical background. Last year for line number 31, the central service payment, it was basically zero. There was some money paid back to the national office.
Gentlemen, please, everyone,
some bill
courtesy.
Backs, I think, but basically we didn't pay anything on that item, and that was actually expected. We did pay our full PRA assessment, but that, as you know, is a small part of the entire shared services. The main reason we're in that situation is due to the extraordinary expenses of our office rent and our tower rent, and it really, as Tracy said, no other station comes close to that, and we've already discussed some of the background behind that in executive session, and I'm sure we'll continue to discuss that some more. Other than that, I don't have too many other things to add. We did make a few minor adjustments from the this is basically the version that the local finance committee approved, but there were some changes, nothing very major, and we work very closely with the general manager of WBAI in coming up with all these figures. The budget is not, we have some modest increases in revenue projections. They're mostly based on increasing fulfillment rate. We have been able to raise the fulfillment rate from something like 66%, which was very low to begin with. It's currently at, I believe the last number was 78%. We're budgeting based on that assumption that we will be doing 78%, although we probably could do a little bit better than that. We could probably get up to 79 or even 80%. There is a line item for a development director, and that and you met the development director already, and that hopefully will result in some we're making allowances for some increases in grants and out of that. In case you have any questions, this budget does not include any possible cost for relocation. There's nothing in here for relocation. That would be a completely separate capital budget.
Okay.
We're not even discussing that at this point.
Okay. I'm going to read the note that the NFC asked for from the general manager from BAI, and I'll pass it around. I only have one paper copy, not electronic, and I'm sorry about that. It came in a couple days later than it was due. In fulfillment of the motion passed by the National Finance Committee at its meeting of September 15th, 2011, to recommend to the PNB the noted modifications to balance the WBAI FY12 budget submitted by R. Paul Martin and the WBAI Finance Committee, with a letter from the WBAI General Manager due no later than September 19th, 2011 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, acknowledging WBAI's responsibility to pay shared services at the agreed-upon rate of 19.5%. I fully acknowledge WBAI's responsibility to pay its full share of shared services at the agreed-upon rate of 19.5%. Bertel Reimers, General Manager, WBAI, September 23rd, 2011. You can pass it around. And the only other, you know, comment to make, because I know this is not the world's most wonderful outcome here, is that if any of our stations had their administrative expenses doubled and approximately $500,000 added, they would be in a similar position with exactly the same size hole.
Let me just add one more.
Blown through their budget. So this is a situational challenge for WBAI, and it really does not reflect on their management practices or the choices that they have made, except perhaps the choice to move to Wall Street way back when, but that was a long time ago. And it's not a situation that really any station could manage. We have a situation where we can't really afford to stay and we can't really afford to go, and you've heard, I think, the best thinking of the BAI management staff about what they're going to do to try to resolve that as soon as possible. And I think that's what the reality is at this moment in time.
Just to add a couple of other points. We also looked at the expense side of the budget, of course, and There have been some modest trimming of expenses due to efficiencies applied in office management, premiums delivery. The big item in expenses that generally you have some control over is staff, but we really can't trim anymore. The FTE number for WBI works out to approximately 21 total FTEs. We have virtually no consultants on the payroll anymore. There might be one at this point, I forget. We had a situation where we had a lot of consultants at one time. We're almost none at this point. So the number of FTEs for a station of this size compares favorably to our two other large stations, so just keep that in mind. So we are working with a very thin staff, and not really possible to make too many cuts there at this point.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Tracy. Okay, so yes, I'll take the cue. I've got Lydia, then I've got Dan. Go ahead, Lydia, please.
So I'm confused. There's a separate budget, right, the capital budget, for the relocation. So where does the person that presented to us in public session?
Alex, stop. No, WPFW, which has to relocate, has a separate capital budget. WBAI does not have a budget yet for their relocation, nor has that decision been made. This is an operating budget only.
I realize that, but what I'm saying is, but we have... You mentioned that the consultant person that was being factored into the operational budget.
Okay, the development director.
The development
director was apparently a six-month contract position that is going to become permanent and would go through a hiring process and be put on the payroll. Apparently last year it was temporary, and it was not a salary position.
Right, but my question is it going to be divided up, is the salary going to be divided up between this and the future capital budget? Because, most of what she presented yesterday was having to do with the relocation, so that's my question.
The future capital budget doesn't exist at this point, so no, the salary expenses can only be placed in the salaries portion of the operating budget.
But when it becomes actuals, that'll be dealt with and divided up?
I think it could be and should be. Maybe LaVarin is the better person to say yes for sure.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Because they said there would be a separate capital budget for the relocation project at BAI. However, the development director that presented to us in public session yesterday, in particular, all of it have to do with the relocation prospect. So I'm saying once this goes into actuals and you have a capital budget, is her salary going to be split somehow? Because it seems like a significant portion of her time, expertise, and what she presented yesterday would be allocated toward that.
I understand the point that you're making, and I guess when her performance evaluation is done, after that period, they can decide in terms of how much time was really spent on the major projects and how well she succeeded on all of those. Then we can determine probably how to split and if they're going to actually allocate some of her salaries to the capital plan. Not real clear, but...
Yeah, I think we're operating from where we're at right now, right, Dan?
You know, I don't think that the board should act in a sort of precipitous manner and reject this budget or reject the relationship. But, this is a real problem, right, for the network. And essentially, for as long as I've been around here, the other stations have been supporting BAI, mm-hmm. Somewhat voluntarily, somewhat involuntarily. We kind of accept it as a given. And I think there needs to be a plan that is not indefinite in duration for solving this problem. I don't think it's sufficient to say, well, it's a problem of long duration, or, you know, New York is more expensive. I mean, clearly, you know, KPFK and KPFA, which are, you know, I don't exclude the other stations, but made decisions at some point ago not to operate out of the high rent districts of San Francisco or Los Angeles, right? I mean, Tracy would be right. If we went and moved KPFA into the Transamerica Tower or the Bank of America building, we'd be in the same boat. But one reason we don't do that, besides the fact that we don't like being the idea of being there, is that we couldn't afford it, right? And, you know, like others, I was very excited about the plan that was presented yesterday, which we can't discuss in any detail, and I hope it works out, but it's not going to pencil out much better on a year-to-year basis unless there is a lot more revenue generation, right? I mean, you know, and I don't wish it on them, but BAI could be in Queens, you know, or Newark, and could, if it did so, probably have occupancy costs that are, you know, roughly equivalent to what we have in Los Angeles or the East Bay. So I'd really like to hear from, you know, the Finance Committee and other people on the board about, you know, people's perspectives on what the future of this relationship is and whether we're, you know, really want to have the notion of subsidizing BAI for the next 20 years, assuming that any of us are still around.
Thank you. Lydia, I'll take you after other people because you've spoken once. Ken?
I concur with Mr. Siegel's observations exactly. It's negligent to just tolerate a situation of continued deficit like that, unless there was some other benefit to the other stations that they're not being compensated for. However, I do want to point out a fact of life, and I don't think this is confidential. It could be said on the open stream. Currently, WBAI has a position on the Empire State Tower transmitter. And since the World Trade Center was destroyed 10 years ago, there's no real other prime point of radio signal distribution. So it is, in essence, a very valuable asset. It is also very expensive. And if BAI were to decide to scale down their game to one quarter of their activity and move to Long Island, New Jersey, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and use a smaller transmitter, their signal area would be greatly diminished, and Pacifica would be losing. I consider Pacifica having access to that transmitter on Empire State Building to be an asset. And I think that the thing is, once you go out, you're out. You can't get back in. So it is an expense. I agree with you that it can't be neglected, and I would hope we can create a positive management team to turn the station around so that it is it's more popular with the general public. The general public. Not just our usual markets like we have in the West Coast. I don't think we can indulge that kind of situation under those expenses. We have to have a broader market share in New York. But I don't think I think it's of due note, but I don't know that it really relates to the budget at hand that we're addressing.
Thank you, Ken. Hold on. I got a stack and a queue and all that stuff going on. Arlene's next.
I think it's very important that we address this issue, and I have been addressing it with the management at WBAI somewhere, and I can't tell you offhand whether it was written with the budget or whether it was in a separate email that Berthold had suggested that he thought they could be to a point of paying their full central services within 2 years. I think that's being a little bit optimistic, but I think that we should be working with them, and I've been saying this there, on a five-year plan that would have them paying 100% within 5 years, and that a lot of that plan has to include improving their listenership, because it's going to have to include increasing revenue. And what was said by Ken about the transmitter is very true, and that is an asset to the network that we wouldn't be able to just walk back right back into, and it would probably not be in our best interest to give that up. There are also other issues that can be discussed in closed session, but not here, regarding the transmitter contract and so forth.
Thank you, Arlene. Nia, you're next.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just got this email. I mean, that letter. This letter, which I'm putting my nose on it to read it, and it said here to recommend the noted modifications, and I wanted to know what are the modifications.
Okay.
See, that's why it's important to have this done. I know there were some challenges in the NFC process with the template and all this other stuff. But we need to really try to get this done. This could have been done in July. The second Wednesday of July, when we met, which is our normal meeting day, and our default date mm-hmm. is the fourth Thursday of July. I made a motion at the second Wednesday of July stating the fact that this was due, Tracy, based on your timetable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The income side was ready according to Berthel and our Paul. That night where we met for the first time in God knows how many years, we had to get out of that building, you know, I think it was 9 or 9:30. Normally we're there until late in other places. And I made a motion saying to meet on the fourth Thursday specifically to discuss the income side only of the budget, since that was ready. The vote was 7-6, and the chair of the LSB voted 7-7 to tie the motion to say no, not to do it. So I just want to set the record straight, because sometimes you hear one side of the story and no one asks me the other side, since I'm the only voice here from the quote-unquote other side. So that's the truth about that. So I'd like to know, what are these noted modifications?
Getting it together, and when they call on me on the staff, I will. Thank you. Sorry, Tracy. Oh, no. Yes, Tracy.
Oh, shoot.
If you're not ready, I'll skip to the next person and come
in. Like two other people and come back?
Yeah, well, Alex is next after you, and he's not here. So, Kathy.
Can the chair read the stack, please, so we know if we're...
Yeah, well, you're at the end because you spoke first. I got you, Kimberly. It was Tracy, Alex, Kathy... Bruce, I believe you had your hand up. Was that you? Yeah, well, no, I'm going in the order I saw the hands go up, okay?
Since I'm from BA, I have another question while she looks.
Yeah. Sure, that's fine. That's okay, that's fine. Yes, I've got Rodrigo and I've got Kimberly.
Okay.
And Marcel, had you? Yes.
Did you not just call me that?
Okay. I did just
Marcel.
Call you.
No,
if you don't mind letting her, yeah.
No,
okay,
I'll
thank
pass.
You.
Thank you.
You're going to pass? Okay, Marcel. So you want to just...
I have other names.
Yeah, okay.
So am I after Kathy or Kimberly?
You're at the end because you spoke once already.
I know, but who am I after right
You're after
now?
Kimberly right now, unless somebody else who hasn't spoken yet raises their hand.
Put me on the bottom of your current stack, and then I should have the answer.
Okay, you got it. Would you like to ask your other question, Ian, before I go to Kathy?
Yes, this is, I only have two now, Tracy. The other one, this is from a member, you know, the Finance Committee. I asked Kemba to try to help me to look at this because my computer, I can't, that's another story. And what they ask is here, how is their projected savings of $585,962 on the tower rent when compared to 2011? Actuals aren't there escalation clauses in the lease?
So I will talk a little bit about the tower rent to the extent that I can.
Yes,
some part of it is
close. Microphone, and yes, please be cautious about the proprietary matters, if you would.
I'll say what I can say.
Which isn't going to be much, Tracy.
Yeah, point of order on the stream mentioning contract values.
They're in a budget, which is public information.
Oh, it is.
That's fine, but that doesn't mean we can discuss the specificity of things that may have gone up or down or what's going on with negotiations on the tower rent. The aggregate figures are already in the public budget. So, Kathy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I simply wanted to respond to Dan's comment, and I think it's a fair one in the sense that BAI has been behind in its payments to Pacifica for quite a long time. But I think I would ask the members of this board to take into consideration some of the history of WBAI, in which a lot of the systems, the functioning systems, did fall into, I would say, disrepair, where the fund drive, the premium situation was not being taken care of properly, and our fund drives had sunk down to something like 60% fulfillment. And so there were a lot of issues that were taking place prior to the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years that put WBAI in a fairly negative cash situation. But we've been slowly improving that cash situation and improving the fulfillment rate on our premiums. And so a lot of things are improving, and I think that would should bear well for the potential of BAI catching up. But I also want to say that, you know, I consider it to be entirely unfair to not consider the level of expenses that WBAI has at this point. It was a board move and a board decision that moved WBAI into Wall Street. It wasn't a decision made by anyone on the staff or anyone that's working at the station right now. When we moved it to 120 Wall Street, it was a nonprofit building. It wasn't owned by Silverstein. So a lot of things have changed over the years to put us in a precarious situation with that. So, and the other part of that situation is that, I mean, if you just look at a normal business situation, you can, if you thought of our payments to the national office as something akin to a tax, most organizations deduct their expenses from what they're paying. And because our expenses are so high, there's just no wiggle room there for that. So it's just a reality that we're trapped in. And I think this is why I'm hoping that we'll make that move, so we can get out of that trap. But I don't want to be endlessly penalized for this situation in unfairness when the other big stations do own their buildings and don't have the same expenses. So that I just don't want to be regarded in that unfair manner. So
point of information.
Thank you, Kathy. Go ahead, Wesley.
Yeah, if it was originally, the contract was originally in a and provided for nonprofits, is there not some sort of grandfather clause or such a thing? I know they have rent control. Okay, thank you.
Just a high rent district where you need to own. Alex, you are next on the stack.
Okay, just to answer that last question, there was a tax abatement because the building was for nonprofits. That the status of the building has changed, so that tax abatement has gone away, which means that the landlord now is looking to charge us for more rent because he doesn't have that tax break anymore. So we're still under a lease.
Caution, folks.
But the lease will expire.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. When proprietary legal personnel,
you're
open
right,
stream.
Right.
Thank
just,
you.
And just to answer the question my colleague from KPFA brought up, I really think that's a parochial way of looking at this. We are a network, and as a network, the funds come into one central source and they go out as needed. So, that doesn't mean that each of the units in the network should not be pulling its weight. And if you look at our record, we are beginning to turn around. We are paying a significant share of our shared services this year where we hadn't been in the past, so that's a big improvement. It's certainly true to point out that we still have a ways to go before we can say we're completely holding up our share, but we are moving in the right direction, and whether that can be done in 2 years or in 5 years, I'm not sure. But there is some light at the end of the tunnel here. for WBAI and for the Pacifica network as a whole. So I think we should approach this by looking, you know, looking at this as a network and not as these individual stations that sort of grudgingly tolerate each other.
Folks, we've got side conversations again. I know everyone's trying to be very quiet, but please. Thank you. I'm going to bring my gavel from Los Angeles next time. Okay. No, gentle people, I try to do it ever so politely, but, you know, next time I'll just bring the thing. But everyone's pretty good about it. I'm just saying thank you. It's all right. Nobody has to be... Ken, you're next. Where are you going?
That's why nobody's got
to... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bruce. So you're sitting next to each other. You know I do this visually. Bruce.
I'll just...
Oh, yeah, he's a lollipop.
You. Okay, I'll just add a little thing.
Go ahead, Bruce.
As much of what has just been said recently, I agree with, and there are points that are that I would make too. I just want to add that on last year, the budget that WBAI brought to us last year had similar issues, and it was actually, and the NFC at that time put some conditions and demands, and which I think were ratified by the PMD. And this year, when WBAI came back to us, the budget they brought us, while still having issues, was actually much better than the one. So they're certainly showing that they're taking the situation seriously and are attempting to address the problems they're having. And I have to say that I totally agree with Arlene's remarks that the key factor here, and there's obviously others, but the key factor for WBAI is increasing listener support. As long as they're going to have an antenna on top of the Empire State Building and can reach such a large potential audience, there should be, you know, commensurate revenue. But I know that they've had reasons why they haven't so far, but I think they're trying to address that. And so it's, and by the way, I suggested the idea of the memo from the general manager to commit to paying the full central services, even if it isn't reflected in here, because I wanted to make it really clear, I thought, for all of us, that we're not forgiving the central services, and that WBAI, there's a historic commitment to still pay them, and hopefully when they reach the point where they're more solvent, they're going to be catching up on that. But so that, no waiver.
Thank you, Bruce. And just to be clear, for those members who may not be making the distinction, we have two sets of rent in New York. We have tower rent, and we have physical plant rent, as it were. And tower rent's not going anywhere, but if we could reduce what we spent on the building, that would be preferable. I'll put you on the stat, Campbell. Rodrigo, you're next.
Not if you own your station.
No, Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
I was just acknowledging Campbell's request.
No,
thank you.
Just like a question that I have is the last meeting that we had in Houston, there were some recommendations given by our auditor, given by people who are really experienced on it. I'm really ignorant on it, but I just want to know, like, if there has been any of those advices that we got, implemented at WBAI, because this is something that it's been taking long time to recover, there were specifics that which were actually closed session and we cannot talk about it, but they were like really, really specific, recommendations, and I think some of us, maybe have been implemented, even though it's not like so popular to do it, but we got to do it now. That's my questions, basically, based on what I'm listening right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Kimberly, you're next.
Well, a lot of my questions have gotten answered within the circle, the unit. and Kathy hit it on the head. Because, when you listen, when you're at another station, you always say, well, why we got to build WBAI? Why we got to do this, blah, 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 blah. Because you hear things. I'm just being real, because you hear things that you don't hear till you hear things.
Yeah.
And the issue with the transmitter being at the Empire State Building, of course, we can't lose that. But hopefully, as WBAI progressively gets out of the red, that they can find a location that's not right there on that island. That island doesn't mean that much. Window front doesn't mean that much. What you want to do is just be able to have your signal being heard, where, no matter where you broadcast from. So hopefully that will be the next step for also with WPFW along with WBAI in their move, that we don't have to stay in Upper Northwest or right at the front gate of a subway station. There are places in the outer boroughs, just like across the river in D.C., that has not even been explored yet. Old schools that are sitting with auditoriums where you can have your facility in an old school, turn it around, get that capital improvement from somebody within the government like we're doing on our end. And I've just sent a letter to my congresswoman because she said that she hadn't even heard that WPFW was moving. Not to say that somewhere along the relocation that there has been a miscommunication, but the fact that there is some real estate, schools like five, sitting with auditoriums, rooms, offices, training for education. So we need to start looking at, we don't have to be pretty, long as we are accessible and that we have a facility that we can call our own. When I went to all the other stations, I had a few drops of tears in my eyes because I'm saying, they have a home. They don't have to worry about getting kicked out or relocating every other time you turn around. So that's hopefully the umbrella for all five stations, that we have our own home. We might have to pay transmitter fees, but never location fees, because just what she said, at first it was nonprofit, boom, somebody come and buys it, and then they can't keep up with what this guy's doing because it's going to keep this man, we're talking Manhattan. Even if we're there, and I went to their little station that's on the corner of that little water pier, that's like, wow, if anything happened, they would never be able to get back into the station to broadcast right here on the pier of this water. So I'm not a water person, you know, but so, you know, so that's one of my things is for the stations to get out of the red. Let's just, like with this budget, I think we need to, we already know what the issue is with WBAI. We know that we have to give them love until, and wrap our arms around that station. We can't say it's WBAI's fault that Pacifica came down. We still had to say we came down under that umbrella and we floated down to the ground together as units, not because of this station or that station. Because, again, we, you know, and I always in my mind, we got to bail somebody else out. But then when you get on the bigger boards, you hear about these central things and that there's a one organization. It's called Pacifica. It's not WPFW. Even down in the city, right here in the city, they think WPFW is its own entity. Mm-hmm. Don't even know it's under the umbrella of Pacifica. Mm-hmm. Because we keep forgetting as a unit to say the Pacifica Foundation, WPFW, to let folks know that it's a foundation and it's a family. So.
Thank you, Kimmery. Bill is next, and then Campbell. And I need to let everybody know that we're way over time on this item, and we're at 6:13, and we are scheduled to be picked up in the lobby in 17 minutes to go to WPFW. Well, excellent. I'm just giving everybody a heads up.
Mine is a point of information because something was misstated, and I would like to correct it.
Can you make it brief? A point of information is always in order.
Okay. So my point of information, and it's directed to Dan, he may not have been around when WBAI used to bail out KPFK on a fairly regular basis. And beyond that, I have some an editorial comment, but I don't know if it has time.
Not have time for editorials.
If we were to flip the situation, I could very easily also advocate and say, wouldn't it be great to just have major markets in Pacifica Foundation and have Berkeley go off on its own, because it's not L.A., New York, Houston, or D.C., but Lydia, we don't do that.
Lydia, that's not informational, and we do have a stat.
It's editorial.
I know, but I would have come back to you, so.
No, I'm done.
Try not to hop in line at the grocery store. Okay. All right, Bill's up next. Folks.
I don't think I need
Let's just try to keep it cool.
Really
folks, I feel that, that energy in the room. Everybody's restive and ready to go up to the lobby right now. We need to take a vote. So please, courtesy and respect to our colleagues. Bill is up next, and then Campbell.
Yeah, Dan raised a very good question, a really good concern. In fact, I raised the very same concern on the NFC,
And yeah, I remember telling people multiple times that WBAI, at least the way it was going a couple of years ago, was completely unsustainable. I mean, their expenses were much higher than their income. They were losing listeners. They were losing members. Their fulfillment rate was down. They had thousands of people who had pledged and were due thank you gifts that weren't getting them. It was just a recipe for disaster. And they were, you know, and KPFA was also spending, you know, had a big deficit. KPFA stopped the bleeding. They've stabilized. And if WBAI didn't have a plan, I would be voting no on this budget for sure. But they're digging themselves out of a hole. And I think they've made major progress in the last year or so. And that's why I'm going to vote yes. I think, you know, having a plan for a future, and, you know, we heard some of that in the executive session. I realize there's some uncertainties about, you know, facilities, and but they're looking at alternative plans. But at least they have a plan. And, I mean, for fulfilling our mission, we don't want to give up a prime transmitter location, for example. And we need to be looking at increasing membership, increasing listeners, letting more people know the kind of stuff that you're not hearing anywhere else. And I'm just glad they have a plan. I wish it was they'd be coming back even quicker, but they have a plan. I think they're really on the right path, and so I support the budget.
Thank you, Bill. Campbell, if you could, you're next, and try to keep it concise on this budget, please, because we're going to run out of time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm rather perplexed here. What I have on the one hand, and I can't compare, I've got the FY 12 budget here month to month, and it's got a total, but I don't have a FY 11, 10, and 9 to compare it with, okay, which is kind of problematic. Then, Tracy, you were so kind to send me all the working papers of your depreciation from 09 and 10 and whatnot. But the thing is, I don't quite follow. I expect that what's taking place here is that the grand total for FY 2010 is added to this net change over here under the cost figures. And then you end up with close to $30,000. And is that the $30,000 that's spread out here in these 6655s?
Can I answer that?
Yes, of course. Yeah. And because, frankly, we're wrapping up after Campbell is LeVar and Tracy to hopefully.
Oh, you always put me last so that people, everybody.
No, dear. No, it's worth it.
I'm lucky to get out of here without getting beat up.
It's the order that you raised your hand in, Campbell.
So this is like in school.
You got to raise your hand first. Go.
Well,
Campbell.
Let Tracy.
Well, no, she wants to answer when she's on the stack. If you could finish with what you have questions on, and then I'll let Tracy and LeVar finish.
Well, I'll just pretty much. Yes, sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Upside business, though, but the transportation will be upstairs at 6:30.
Thank you, Marcel. That's what I was trying to get at, that we need to wrap it up.
So therefore, I'm standing in front of dinner. Okay. So this is something of a concern, and I saw in on this document also the spreadsheet that was mailed, I think, get 334.31 for these, you know, for that depreciation figure, which, you know, these things somehow, having the worksheets isn't very helpful. I need a report on these things. That's what's helpful, where you consolidate the worksheets down to something that, you know, that someone can work with. Otherwise, you know, I'm right in the weeds there with the accountant and bookkeeper.
We like to spend time in the weeds here. LeVarne was next, and then Tracy, you're the last person to speak, and then we're gonna take a vote on this, okay?
Thank you, Chairperson Reese. This is LeVarne, the CFO. Just want to talk a little bit about WBAI and the rent, and that they are and the cost of the facilities, that there are actually three costs associated with there's the rent for the office itself, which is 120 Wall Street, and then there is also rent for the location of the transmitter, which is at Empire State, and that runs about 30 well
whatever.
Yeah, that's large.
And that's not really that large. It's about $30,000 a year for the rent for the space where the transmitter is. But on top of that is what they call a contract license fee, which is really the cost or the privilege of broadcasting there at Empire State, and that's the one that is really heavy. And then in addition to that, there's a quarterly rent call paid to the Master Antenna Group, and the way that was explained to me is that is for the taking the signal from the transmitter up to the antenna, and that's a and that's a quarterly payment. But I just want to give you a quick story. One of the people who work at KPFA told me, like when I first got in the job, that the reason why KPFA was not really doing well with their community events was that all of New York being the media capital of the planet, that all the agents and everyone who are in all those people at the media who make this up, they're in New York City, and if they turn on the radio and if they heard WBAI at that time, they would turn it off, and they did not want their artist associated with any Pacifica station, which would include KPFA, and that therefore they were having difficulty getting artists because of what they heard in the sound on WBAI. Now, I haven't talked in detail with that person lately about that very thing, but I know they're like, lots of artists, lots of bookings at KPFA now, and I know the sound is different on WBAI. So in terms of the value of WBAI, being there in New York, you know, being the first voice of the Pacifica Radio Network, and what the artists and agents and everyone hear there, that is really, you know, our, in terms of, you know, the that really helps the strength are really the first, again, it's the first voice of Pacifica. So we have to realize that that is what's happening, that WBAI said in the past before they had these serious facilities cost, that they did carry the network. So, you know, it's been like that, you know, there's been the ebb and the flow, and that, you know, I really, really would like everyone to acknowledge that and not to, you know, regress into some type of regional group that's successful at this point in time, that we are a network, we must act as a network, and this voice in New York City is very powerful, very strong, and it really helps the rest of the network and the other areas and the affiliates, as long as we put the strength and a good voice out there. Thank you.
Thank you, LaVarne. And, folks, we really do have to move it. As you can see, computers are being unplugged as we finish here. So, Tracy. Yeah. We got Kimmery handling all that. We're way past time. Folks, okay, shh. LaVarne, sorry. Tracy, please.
I'm unplugged. There's no mic.
Kimmery, you just unplugged her mic, I think.
I'm just saying, if you want it on the stream, you got to plug the mic in.
You're going acoustic now, Tracy.
Hello?
Are you hot?
I'm mic'd.
She's hot.
It doesn't sound mic'd.
I.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, go for it.
All right, I guess it's just noisy. Okay.
Now I can hear you.
All right, so I'm going to answer these specific questions, but very quickly, the point that I actually wanted to make and got on the stack to make was, this has been the situation in practical terms at WBAI, at least in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. We're now in 2012. When confronted with this kind of a budget, there's two choices that you can make. One is you can plop in those central services and plop up your revenue and hope for the best. And I think that's what a number of previous NFCs did and what a number of previous boards approved. The problem with that, of course, is that you then don't end up with the funds that you are planning on, and all heck breaks loose, and a whole bunch of decisions have to be made because the planning wasn't even remotely accurate. Our sense was, when looking at this, that it was better to predict something we thought WBAI could actually pay, and to base financial statements and planning and expectations and decisions on reality rather than not on reality. It's important to say that WBAI is cutting their, it looks like, although there's not permanent financial results, that the deficit will be cut by at least 50% over what it was last year. and that their revenue is up. The three large stations are now extremely similar. WBAI is projecting $3.49 million a year. KPFA is projecting $3.55. KPFK is projecting $3.43. Very similar. If you subtract the $600,000 in remarkable capital expenses that WBAI has, it spends less on its basic operations than either of the California stations. Over $300,000 less than KPFA and over $250,000 less than KPFK and $350,000 less than KPFA. So they're definitely trimmed down, everything that can be trimmed. Okay, specific questions.
Tracy, I really need you to try and answer them quickly.
All right. Depreciation schedules.
We need to vote. That's the problem, yeah.
I can do it in 3 minutes. I can't answer Nia's questions unless I can have 2 minutes.
Okay, so I have to ask everyone to please just bear with for 5 more minutes so we can get this done.
Okay.
Thank you.
On depreciation schedules, you're right, Campbell. I'm sending you the documentation that I have. I think that a more detailed report might be in order. I don't have it. In terms of the actuals, I apologize. They're not here. The final version of this budget came down on a bus, and I worked with the spreadsheet that I had. I did not have time last night to input the actuals into the spreadsheet. They weren't there. They should have been. They weren't. I will say that financial statements that have those actuals have been sent out multiple times, but you're right. It's not on the same spreadsheet side by side, and I regret that. I will say that the revenue figures are conservative and are not, you know, are tied to what WBI actually did this year. They're not fluffed up. Okay, the specific changes that the NFC made, and to some degree we made these while we were looking for another answer to the problem besides the answer that we had to come up with. In other words, we hope that if we swiggled some things around, perhaps we would not have to work with a reduced shared services, but it didn't pan out. Okay. I hope that I have these correctly. Alex, if you think I missed anything, let me know. The interim GM thought that intended to talk to employees to try to encourage them to contribute larger amounts to their pension contributions. He therefore projected an increase in pension contributions. We thought that was worthwhile, but we did reduce the number to something fairly similar to the actuals. The health insurance benefits number was lifted slightly to accommodate a 10% increase in costs. It had been put in the budget at a little bit less than that. The line 76, travel, NO, PNB, other stations was reduced. It was cut in half from 6,000 to 3,000. I'm sorry, but I can't answer it any other way. Rent and lease of equipment was reduced by $100 a month based on updated information. $30,000 in depreciation expense was reconfirmed. It was in there, then it wasn't in there, then it was, etc. LSB election expenses were trimmed slightly to push a couple of those expenses over into the 2013 fiscal year, because of course our elections happen September, October, so some of it gets spent in September and some of it gets spent in October. Printing renewals was increased slightly by moving some funds out of direct mail printing up to there, and that was from some discussion about the printing and postage allocations, which have been issues in other budgets. And the caging item was, I'm sorry, the credit card discount item was moved from development to administrative. And that's, you know, that's basically the modifications that we're talking about. On the tower rent, all that I can really tell you is that the expenses that were quoted last year in the actuals did include some late fees, is the right word. We didn't project late fees into next year's budget, and I'm willing to take some ribbing about that, but we didn't. And the amount that was due was confirmed with the CFO, and that's the amount that's in the budget. And think that's it.
Thank you so much, Tracy. There's no more time for more questions.
I would like to move postponement of approval of this.
No. No, we're at time. And it, no, I mean.
You can't say if I'm moving, you get the board up and down.
Let's take a
vote. Okay, let's just vote on it. Vote on motion. Do you have a second?
Second.
All right.
Yeah, and of course the motion on the floor afterwards is the NFC.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I was saying no, because we're out of time. We're beyond out of time. You can't really bring new motions when you're, I mean, we're past time. It's run out long ago, so.
Well, that's the only time you do move to postpone. Why else do you do it except you run out of time?
Hold on, is there something in there that you did not tell us? I think she said that's everything that she has. No, she didn't say that at all.
No, I said that I regretted that the actuals for 2011 and the budgeted numbers. Oh, sorry. What I was saying is I was apologizing to Campbell for the fact that this spreadsheet, unlike all the others, didn't have the 2011 actuals and the 2011 budget figures like in the right-hand column, because it is nice to be able to compare them, and I would have wanted to do it that way, and unfortunately it didn't come that way.
But it had been previously distributed to everybody, yes, on the NFC.
The particular spreadsheet version that I
got. No crosstalk, it's totally unnecessary to have that to approve a budget. It's simply something that is a helpful tool.
The information is available on the profit and loss statements that we all get.
It's gone out constantly.
Not on this piece of paper, and I'm sorry.
I have 1,500 copies of that by now. Okay, somebody has called the question.
The question.
I don't understand what you said. Changes?
The question has been called. Sorry, you can answer the question.
Do you want me to respond to Nia's question?
No.
I mean, I don't want
questions.
What are you responding to? I didn't even hear because this is crosstalk.
Nia is asking about the writing down of the modifications that the NFC made to the budget, and I'm just going to answer the question, which is that, no, they're all recorded in open session on the stream. For the meeting when the NFC
was
recorded, and that can be downloaded and listened to at any point.
Thank you. Okay, the question's been called on the motion to postpone. Okay, we're going to have to rip through a couple of votes here real fast. Folks, please, we've got people waiting for us upstairs, and... yeah. Okay, so we've had a motion to postpone. It was seconded. I'll go ahead. Let's just run through the vote. So if you all don't want to vote on this budget tonight, then vote yes on the motion to postpone. If you want to vote on the budget tonight before we leave, then vote no. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll? This is on the motion to postpone by Member Bediaco. Thank you. Please, everybody, just bear with for another moment. Oh, of course we...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ken Aaron.
No.
Teresa Allen.
No.
Jessica Apollinar.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta. Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden. Lydia Brazan.
To postpone, yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Heather Gray.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Ifia Mwangaza, no. Kimmery Orendoff. How do you vote?
A yes is a who?
It's a motion to postpone. A yes is
no.
Postpone.
No to postpone.
Okay. Okay, I think I got this somewhere wrong here. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
She's out of the room.
Oh.
Yes.
Waiting for us.
Driving the bus.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Andrea's not here. And Bruce Wolf.
No.
Oh, boy. Somebody needs to help me with these numbers.
You have 11 no's so far. Oh, you have a couple passes, my dear.
You have Rodrigo. Rodrigo, how do you vote?
Abstain.
And Wesley, I think, was passed.
Ditto.
Ditto. I like that. Abstention with flavor.
Would you call the vote on approving the budget?
Yeah. Just hang on. Let the secretary count the votes.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I believe I have 12 no's.
Okay.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. Mm-hmm.
And what, 2 abstentions?
And 2 abstentions.
Now is it appropriate to call the question?
The question is called, we are past time. There is no more, there is nothing else going on but this budget right now. Okay, so the motion on the floor now is the approval of the WBAI budget. A yes approves the budget. A no does not approve the budget. Thank you. Madam Secretary, if you would please call the roll.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Oh, pass. Pass.
Nia Berriaco.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lyndia Brazan.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Afia passes.
Yes.
Laura Priest.
We need a little laughter now.
Laura.
No.
Marcel is not here. Summer is not voting. Tracy Rosenberg.
Ditto, otherwise known as yes.
Dan Siegel.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea is not here. Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Okay, so, Rodrigo, how do you vote?
No.
And, so I'm going to vote yes. So I think that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's. And no abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
A point of personal privilege. I want to acknowledge Tracy Rosenberg as having done a fantastic job as treasurer and running the
Likewise. And working long hours doing it, too. Thank you, Tracy. And everyone else, before you bail, there is no time to go up to your room. You can lock it up right here. I mean, they're waiting for us in the lobby because we are... I mean, just, if you are, then please do...
Please meet me in the lobby. I need everybody to meet me in the lobby.
Yeah,
please,
so whatever you're doing, do it very, very quickly, please. And for those listening on the stream, thank you. This meeting is adjourned. And remember to donate to WPFW.org. Thank you. Everybody have a good night. Let's go raise some money.